An absolutely beautiful rendition there of that particular track from the Houtbay Ingoma Choir to perform at the Christchurch on the 7th of April, which is next week. And we chat this morning. It's Easter weekend, so we're kicking off the show with some nice choral music. And we'll be chatting right now to Lunati Nkamati, who's the conductor of the Houtbay Ingoma Choir. They'll be performing at Christchurch in Constantia next Sunday, not this Sunday, next Sunday. And also getting ready for the National Arts Festival in Makanda. So let's take a chat. And that was the first track that we listened to. We'll play another track during the course of the morning. That one is called Ndizo Tu Mabani. Very good morning to you, Lunati, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning to you, and good morning to the listeners.
I think that was the right day, the right way to start off an Easter Sunday, isn't it? Because it is such an important day for so many people. The resurrection, of course, today of Jesus Christ makes it one of the sort of more spiritual days, even more spiritual than what Christmas is about. And the weirdest thing is that our Muslim team and our Muslim community are entering the last 10 days of the fasting month. So bringing together a lot of spirituality. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. And actually, I think that was a brilliant opening of the show indeed. And it's quite interesting that there's this the Muslim community also is on their last 10 days of fast. Thank you for having me on the show.
Lunati, you guys have performed at K-Day as the backing vocalist for Majozi. I remember that I saw you guys there at K-Day. And you've recently sort of recorded with a British singer-songwriter waiting for Smith. How did those recordings come about, and what were those performances like, and what was the experience like?
Actually, the Waiting for Smith recording is quite an interesting one, because he saw a poster of our concert. We usually have a summer concert at the beginning of the year around February. And so he saw a poster of our concert in Houtbay, and he happened to be in South Africa at the time. And so he popped in to watch our concert, saw what we do, and approached us later on, and we actually featured in his recording. And honestly, the recording was quite a great experience for the choir, because it literally is a coming together of two different cultures, of two of people from different walks of life, to actually make something as magical as music, and which is actually what you find in Waiting for Smith's record.
The Houtbay Ingoma Choir is one of the choirs on Cape Town. And when I look at choir traditions in Cape Town, they range all the way from Mossel Bay through towards Ceres, where you've got the Kouwebokkerveld and the Warmbokkerveld. And church choirs specifically are incredibly prevalent in the sort of music society and music industry in and around Cape Town. Why do you feel that is so prevalent in Cape Town, specifically in Cape Town? Because normally when I used to do these St. Worcesters, you would get up to 20, 24 choirs on stage over a weekend.
I think it really is a matter of South Africa being a singing country, first of all. We love to sing in South Africa, and choral music is one of the platforms whereby each South African gets an opportunity to actually sing. And so Cape Town happens to be this multicultural space where everyone is able to contribute their voice within the choral space. And so that's why you find that choral music really plays a significant role in the music scene in the Cape Town region, in my view. And it's also very, very interesting that you will find different styles, different ways of choraling and music making within the Cape Town space. I'm from the Eastern Cape, East London, and I would say the scene is quite different to that side as it is here in Cape Town in terms of variety and access to what you actually prefer within choral music.
Chatting this morning to Lunati and Kamani, who is the conductor of the Hout Bay in Goma Choir. They'll be performing on the 7th of April out in the Hout Bay area. Tell us about this gig of yours, this particular performance of yours at Christ Church in Constantia. And what sort of music can people look forward to at this performance?
We are actually very, very excited for this coming performance or concert, rather, in Christ Church, because we are mostly known for our African choral music, which is what we will bring on next week on Sunday. But we also want to bring something different as well, such as pop covers as well, and upbeat African music. And really, we, in as much as we're going to bring different styles of music with on our program, but it's the sound that we actually want to bring, our true Hout Bay Ingoma Choir sound in Christ Church in Constantia. As my mentor always says, that intonation is impressive, rhythm is arousing, but it's the sound that touches the soul, and that's what we actually want to bring next Sunday.
Your performance next Sunday starts at 3 p.m. at the Christ Church out in Constantia. How much are the tickets, and where can people get tickets for the performance?
Yes, tickets cost 160 rands, and you can get them through Quick Ticket, or you can call N at 082-218-0100. I'll repeat that. You can call Anne at 082-218-0100, or you can always just get them at Quick Ticket.
And for those people who can't make it to the performance, would like to follow you, sort of the choir, online and then track your performances to see where you are, do you have an online space?
Yes, you can follow us on our Facebook page. Just search Hout Bay Ingoma Choir. You can also follow us on Instagram, same Hout Bay Ingoma Choir. We also have our web page that is in the works, I believe. So you can also just go online and search for Hout Bay Ingoma Choir, and you'll probably find us on our web page as well.
Chatting there to the conductor of the Hout Bay Ingoma Choir, and of course performance taking place at the Christ Church in Constantia. Tickets available for you, 160 rand at Quicket, or you can call Anne at 082-218-0100. That number is there with Vicky in case you didn't catch the cell number.